Blog Talk Radio.
If you can think of nothing to give thanks, you have a poor memory. Breaking news. I know you've logged in, and the show is Stay Forever Young, host Kathy Watson and producer, but it's the day before Thanksgiving. And I wondered, when I found this epiphany, if you can think of nothing to give thanks, you have a poor memory. Do call in. Share your story with me. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Now, I live in Wisconsin, and it has been cold, and today it's overcast. But I learned many, many years ago not to give weather a second thought. It's not going to ruin my day. I can't do anything about it. Why would you, or why would I, stress myself out about the weather? It is what it is. So today at some time, Cindy, our daughter, will pick me up, and we're going to decorate the outside of her house. Oh, her home could be in House and Gardens. It's just magnificent. What about you? Now, this show is all about you. Yeah. This is my gift to you. I give back via the talk radio shows. Stay forever young, up to age 101. Why youthfulness? And I've learned this. Youth is not a certain time in life. Youth is a way of life. What's your greatest freedom? Do any of you remember? Come on, you could call in. 347-637-3789. What is your greatest freedom? And it's universal. It is universal. So how old are you? Are you 30 going on 105? Decrepit? You know we're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes so many. And it doesn't have to be that way. And I think 30-year-olds, they did a research not too long ago, and 30-year-olds are so concerned about aging and perhaps losing their mental ability. And I love what Mark Twain said. Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And Raymond Charles Barker said the danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. Look, this is it. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. There are no do-overs. This is it. Are you stressing out your life? What are you worried about? Worry is like a rocking chair. It'll give you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere. How is your life going? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, the best ever, how are you making it happen? I know people that are 80, 90 years old, and they're just having so much fun. Youth is not a time in life. It is a way of life. So tell me, why can't you be youthful today, no matter your age? Youth is a feeling that you really haven't gotten old, and you're not going to. Youth is a way of life because it is a way of looking at life. How are you looking at your life? How active are you? Are you the gaseo geezer? Well, I'm in my 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and this is the way it's going to be because, constipated mentality. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. And you could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And be sure and log on to my website, simplyageless.net, kathywatsonspeaks.com, C-A-T-H-I, watsonspeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. I've led an extraordinary life, and I'm looking forward to the best is yet to come. Click on video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard. Soul songs and Shakespeare. Oh, he has a magnificent voice. And it's for all ages. It's for everyone. And yes, our bags are packed. Rates individually assessed. Now scroll down to books. The Elixir of Youth. Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment or operations. Just learn my fun techniques and methods in their years for life. All natural, all natural. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the fountain of youth. The book is available, ebook and soft copy, and you have to contact me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Scroll down to choices, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. 14 of us, yeah, we bared our soul. We went through the abyss, and we know the formula to get to the top of the mountain, and we want to share it with you. You're not in this alone. We're here to help you. We won't walk ahead of you or behind you. We'll walk alongside of you and take you by the hand, not someday, today, and give you the recipe to enjoying a golden life. Choices available at AuthorHouse.com and Amazon. Scroll down to the Heart of the Lion. Oh, every time I think I wrote the journal and I see me in the van traversing the Masai Mara and the Serengeti, watching the migration of the wildebeest, sitting at the foothills of Mount Kilimanjaro. Oh, you have to go to Africa. It is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And I'll never give up on my excitement. I would go there, I would live there in a heartbeat. Scroll down. Oh, it's not there yet. 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. Volume 2. All of the stories are true. Selected and introduced by David Ricklin. I'm Chapter 3. Aging with Style. The Passionate Warrior. I'll get to that a little bit later, but this is available at selfgrowthandamazon.com. But to read my story. So 115 of us bared our soul so that you could enjoy your life. We want to help. This is how we give back. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Brought to you in part by Ironworkers and Impact. Can't you just feel the energy? The Brotherhood and Sisterhood. Titanic, Shaping and Bridging the Future. Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision. Coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. They have each other's back. Manly men. To find out more about Impact, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by, the Dom Perignon of the trades, Ironworkers International. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers, and I want you to acknowledge them and recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is a joy to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum of career development. In career development, earn while you learn. You have to qualify. So write this down, ironworkers.org. It's for both you guys and gals. If you qualify, you become an apprentice for 3 to 4 years in whatever field that you resonate with. And while you're learning, you're getting paid. And your health care kicks in. And so does your pension. Log on, ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre. Oh, my CPA. Oh, he's awesome. ahtax@ameritech.net. ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the book, The Elixir of Youth. My formula for staying young and never giving up on who you've been mandated to be. You know, when you woke up this morning, there's a space that was designed just for you. And if you don't fill it, who will? If you don't fill it, who will? Darlings, I've had so many people say, oh, looks don't matter. Oh, yes, they do. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Don't you want to turn heads? Don't you want people to say, man, that person doesn't seem to grow old and stay beautiful, stay handsome? Looks do matter, and actions that go on. Everything that's happening to you today will have an effect on your whole system. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health, you betcha. In Elixir, I share with you my secrets for de-stressing our bodies and our face. I de-stress my whole body before I get out of bed to move the toxins out. It's all done with my fingertips, acupressure. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. I don't know about you, but I want to stay young-looking, not only in mind and body, but in my heart, in giving back to the world, because the world has been so good to me. And I'm never going to give up on being the torchbearer for all of you. Is it lonely at the top? Maybe a little bit, but I don't care. If you cannot accept the fact that you're alive today and you're listening to my show, that it's a gift from God, your higher power, then wallow in your self-pity. And you want to know what? No one cares. You only think they do. They only care about what you think about them in their life and what they're doing. The Elixir of Youth is available by contacting me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Or you could call in 347-637-3789, and I shall be delighted to share more of my insights, my futuristic insights and my visionary insights, I was chosen. So I'm never going to give up. I keep moving higher on the path of life, which has no end. Only new beginnings, new opportunities, new portals and vistas to enter. Come on, soar with me. Soar with me. Edith Nam, author extraordinaire, is soaring with me. She lives on the East Coast. She's the author of Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, Your Life. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Are you happy in your job? More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. Have you ever thought of creating your own home-based business? You don't need a college degree. You are smart enough. And more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. There is a way. See, I fulfilled my dream at the age of 25. Do you want to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals? And it gives you an opportunity to challenge yourself while you're growing, encouraging you to believe in yourself. Most people have attitude. They lack self-confidence. A home-based business will offer you the opportunity, the learning curve that you need. Did I pique your interest? Imagine the CEO of your very own business and get the children involved. You know how to get in touch with me. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. What story do you have to tell? Are you thankful for your life? If you have an idea, an invention, a concept that may help the world, then don't be selfish. Share it with the world, because the world is waiting for you. Imagine hosting your own half-hour live radio show where you're the star and sharing your story with the world. Internet radio is a powerful marketing tool, PR, and a learning curve. It's exploding. And best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline. All shows are archived. www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on November 23rd and stay forever young. Now once, oh no, you're not going to be a loose cannon. I'm going to co-host, I choreograph, and we have a rehearsal. It's all about you. Once the show is archived, I email you the link. Then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and in minutes, your show will circle the world. We choose the day. Time is flexible. I work with you on content. And by the way, I become your outside advocate. I promote you from my end. There is a one-time modest fee. I look forward to hearing from you. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Call in number 347-637-3789. Today's show, Stay Forever Young. I was a contributing author in Volume 2, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. Selected and introduced by David Ricklin. I'm Chapter 3. You could get it at Self-Growth and Amazon, The Passionate Warrior, Aging with Style. Some time ago, I think it was in the 1980s, and this all has to do about you, your life, and where you are, and where are you going. Someone asked me to give myself a title that would support my mission statement. My mission is life, is to help everyone look and feel younger and better longer than they ever thought possible right now. Men, women, people of all ages, ethnicities. Almost immediately, like a rocket zooming, I got my title, The Passionate Warrior. Don't ask me where it came from because I don't know. Well, maybe I was a passionate warrior in a former life. Who knows? So I decided to look up passionate in the dictionary. Having or showing strong feelings, that's me. Hot-tempered, what? I see myself as calm, even-tempered. Well, not according to my friends and associates who labeled me a type A-plus personality. How rude. Ardent, intense. Okay, I could live with that. Sensual, devoted to the pleasures of the senses. With passion, I encourage everyone who is inclined to make pleasurable changes in their lives that support my mission statement. On the basis of my track record, I have strong feelings on what the concept of aging is and should be. I definitely become disenchanted with those who have settled in to give in. Ah, Raymond Charles Barker, theologian, said, the danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. Aren't you moving higher on the path of life? I definitely champion changing old, worn-out trends that are not in sync with current discoveries and proven principles related to enjoying every minute on this planet. In good health, good everything, longer than you ever thought possible. So, darlings, I invite you to join me with an open mind to embrace the new, eradicate the old, archaic thinking and trends that will keep you locked up and a prisoner forever, living in the past. Let go. The form is changing. 20-something, seeking and searching. Ah, life is theirs to dare. They are bulletproof in mind, body, and spirit. 30s. Twinkling and thriving. By the age of 30, you've reached cellular maturity. Think of how you look and feel. Now, I want you to imagine that you're a rosebud about ready to blossom, the opening up to drink and embrace the elixir of youth. Don't you want to keep that blossom alive and healthy for as long as possible? You water and nourish a rose bush. This is what you're going to have to do with your body. Water, nourish, and love your body. If you wear out your body, where will you live? 40s, flashing and fleeting. Some call this midlife, but that's relative. I don't know, is this a wake-up call? Are you beginning to reevaluate your previous choices? Do you smoke, party too much, maintain a poor diet? Do you exercise? Oh, forget it. Is this going to be your midlife crisis? Resolve to make changes. Don't despair. Help and hope is on the way. Hey, 50s, fabulous and flirty. Are you 50 and fabulous or 50 and feeble? Is it time to rethink your reluctance to exercise? According to all experts, exercise is the closest thing we have to the anti-aging pill. Getting into shape may be easier than you think. 60s, an era is emerging for ageless. Aging with glamour, style, vigor. Did you know you can have a sizzling, sensational second half of life? You can energize your life. You can have a fulfilling life regardless of age. You can refire, not retire, the passion in your life. You can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Aging has been theorized, intellectualized, and spiritualized, but never, ever glamorized. That's about to change. Who said you can't be sexy and sensationally glamorous after 60 and beyond? Sidebar, just log on pageants, Google, and you'll see some extraordinary women. 70s, simply sensational. A call to action. Get in the mix in 2016, the year of renewal and choices. The new aging paradigm redefines aging, and the dynamic 70-year-old is the new 40, 50-year-old. 80s, enduring and enchanting. Congratulations, you've made it. You're a survivor. You're living life to the fullest. The best is now. Better is to come. Did any of this make any sense to you? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And you log on to hear the show, blogtalkradio.com/ Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, and click on November 23rd, oops, and hear the show, Stay Forever Young. I'm telling you again, Mark Twain was brilliant when he said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, darlings, it doesn't happen. It doesn't matter. To be youthful in your thinking. Take inventory of your reference group. Who are you dealing with on a daily basis? Toxic, negative thinking? Or are they filled with pep, power, and energy? For youth is enjoyment. It is spontaneity. It's having fun. It's having goals to accomplish and dreams to dream. Those that have the toxic negative thinking, release them. Just release them. You're better off to be with one or two people in your life that support your energy than to be with 20 who are just gassy old geezers. When you embrace the feeling of youth, undiminished capacity to love, love of those closest to you, love of your work, your play, and love of life itself. You should be in love with yourself and in love with life. You got up today and you have a space to fill. You've been mandated. If you don't fill it, who will? Youth is the feeling of being active, mentally and physically, but also sleeping like a baby when the time comes to rest. It's a feeling. Your age has nothing to do with it, what's going on in your mind. You haven't gotten old, and you aren't going to, no matter your age. Youth is a way of life, a way of looking at life. When you embrace the stay forever young and youthfulness, you'll prevail. Because youth always gives you another way, another day to try. Again and again and again and again. I don't like, let's eradicate try. Youth always gives you another day to embrace youthfulness. How old are you today, right now? How do you feel? So maybe the bones and the muscles aren't as active as they were. The spirit never ages. The essence of the soul is sure and strong forever and keeps us young and whole. The body shows the time is past, but when movement lacks in grace, and yet we know that deep within we're winsome, bright, and fair. Just as we were when we were young, life was ours to dare. Winston Churchill said, after giving a speech at age 88, he looked down at all the young faces and said, never give up. Never, 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 never give up on your youth. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy everything. Au revoir.